Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Hi, everybody. Okay, the music stopped abruptly. Welcome to Wild on Wednesdays, Psychics Gone Wild. It's always a little wild here. That's why we call it Psychics Gone Wild. So I did not have a guest to share the airwaves with, which I don't like to do because it's always more fun to do this together. And fortunately, my dear friend and a Blog Talk favorite, Bonnie Albers, is joining me. Bonnie, are you there?
I am here, Amy. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for that wonderful recognition, because you know that I think you're the sweetest, most wonderful, fabulous host on Psychics Gone Wild, and I just love your show. And I'm honored that you asked me to be here because I adore you, Amy.
Well, I adore Bonnie as well. Bonnie, you know, she is all about love, and a lot of our callers question love, because love here when we have a human body is a little bit awkward, to say the least. We weren't really given an instruction book, but Bonnie is just fabulous. So, Bonnie, let's tell, before we have some callers in the queue, and I want to get moving because both of us talk a lot, so if we had our way, we would just do one caller for about the next 6 hours, but since we don't, we're going to try to keep track of time. Part of the problem is that once we cross, I guess you might call it an event horizon, and when we are talking to spirit, they don't keep time. Time is, I explained that this is my concept, and Bonnie bought, so maybe you guys know, time is something we created. It's a function of our free will. As soon as we were given free will, we needed time, because everything's preordained. You know, everything that ever was and ever will be that's real has already happened, except for our little free will that they gave us as an experiment. So anytime we're operating in free will, we create this linear time to play out this charade that we call life. It makes sense to me because, you know, God knows who our soulmate is, and God has everything, and it doesn't need time. It's just all perfect, but our imperfect selves, and we are supposed to be imperfect. I think it's really important for everyone to remember, we are supposed to be imperfect. We are actually supposed to, if you use words like that, sin, because that is our experiment and our learning down here. But the more that we align our free will with that of the universe, that's when we can experience our destiny, and that's when everything is fabulous. But even, you know, no matter how much we meditate, no matter how much we do whatever, we're still going to be human. And it's just important to remember that we are supposed to be human. So let's tell them a little bit about our crazy Saturday. Bonnie and I both live in Florida, and I was down in Orlando working, and Bonnie lives in Orlando. Now everyone knows.
Yes, I do.
But so we're sitting out on her deck, and those of you who listen know that I have a dead husband. His name's Keith, and he's crazy, and he was crazy when he had a body, and he's crazy when he doesn't have a body, because we don't change much. So we're sitting out on her deck. She has a beautiful home that sits out on the lake, and we're sitting out on the deck, and we were going to explore all of life's problems, and suddenly a dragonfly, I always know it's Keith, when a dragonfly appears, sits on the corner of my lap where he had a face, right?
Oh, my goodness.
The dragonfly had a face.
I am going to tell you, and then I'll hand it back to you. I like dragonflies. I see them, but I don't see them often. And when you told me that your husband, Keith, was a dragonfly, I was so happy for you, but I never really experienced that. I could not believe what happened on Saturday. This beautiful dragonfly, and mind you, dragonflies don't really land on people like bees or flies or mosquitoes. This dragonfly, Amy and I were talking, landed on her computer. He looked up at me. He had a face, and he just shook his head. And I said, oh, my goodness, there's Keith. And now I tell you, I am a believer, even though I would never not believe, but that I didn't see, the interaction between this dragonfly and Amy, I couldn't even, the perception wasn't all there. Now I have the perception, and Amy, you're so lucky because he's got a handsome, beautiful face, and this dragonfly is looking out for you. So, and, you know, then I told you that the next day I was outside my backyard, and I bet you, you know, thinking about Keith and the water, maybe he just didn't want to leave or he wanted me to tell you something. But all of a sudden, that dragonfly, now I didn't see the face, but I'm assuming it's the same dragonfly, landed in my hair. So I did text Amy, and I wasn't the only one that saw that. So I did text Amy and said, I think Keith is here, and you need to ask him why. And she said, I know. So, Amy, I'm going to ask you, do you think it was the water that drew him in?
Oh, well, I mean, he's definitely a water person. He was a lifeguard. One thing I want to clarify is he's not a dragonfly. He's a spirit. He's dead. He's dead.
Yeah.
And
he's,
for me, dead is good. You know, I love my dead people. I love them because they have so much unconditional love. I have never felt love until I felt the unconditional love of my dead people. People are like, oh, I don't like that word. But I like that word because their bodies are dead. And,
I love that word.
But he's not a dragonfly, because then he would be alive.
Yeah.
He's just a dragon. He would incarnate as a dragonfly. It's just spirits will take their – it's all energy.
Yeah.
And they will just take their energy and you know, manifest itself in it so that they can be seen. Energy can't be seen, just like the airwaves and the Internet and stuff. We can't see it. It's just energy. And they will, like, kind of download into something physical so that they can get their message across. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is this
the
same dragonfly? It's hard. You know, but it's important. It's hard for us to understand. I think sometimes we understand it, but a lot of times we have to say this over and over again. Because this is real. This isn't bippity-boppity-boo. This is real. And it's important to understand what's going on and what's not, you know, what's not going on, especially, you know, since we're on the airwaves. I didn't mean to, you know, correct
you.
I just want to clarify the fact that we're not, we don't, and it just so happens that he became dragonfly. He loved water, but I just believe that he loves Bonnie, because Bonnie is very attractive, for one thing, and she's just very special. She's full of life, and she's also full of love, and she's also full of good advice. It's not that sticky kind of syrupy love that's kind of yucky like a Hallmark show or something. It's truth, because for me, love is truth, and that's what we try to do on this show. We don't we don't want to be unkind, but you know, we are here to bring forth the truth. So a lot of times people will call, especially about, you know, relationships or situations, and while we would love to say, oh, he loves you, and you are just around the corner from your happily ever after, sometimes that just isn't the case. But we can learn from all of those relationships. We can learn from the people that we are. Oftentimes we're attracted to people because they remind us of familiar things. It could be our family of origin. And I don't know about your family of origin, all the listeners, but, you know, my family of origin and most families of origin have the good and the bad. And a lot, we are more attracted to the familiar than what's in our best interest. So a lot of times if you just feel this strong attraction to someone, but it's not working, you might be attracted to some things that are familiar as opposed to what you're really looking for.
Absolutely, Amy. You couldn't have said that better, my friend. You could not have said that any better than what you just said, because familiar sometimes is not good. And people take that with them into their physical here relationship when really they should be not looking for that. So I am so happy you brought that up. And I just did want to say, I knew Keith isn't the dragonfly, it's the energy, because my dad comes as a cardinal, and you don't know that it's the same cardinal, that it's just the energies that go into it. They want you to know something familiar, and for Amy, it's the dragonfly, and so every time he wants to show himself to Amy or anybody, that's the casing he uses, and that's what I would call it, a casing. So I'm just so happy and proud and honored that you shared that with me, and I can't even tell the audience how wonderful it was. So I appreciate you bringing him in.
And then, of course, there was the crazy story of the dragonfly, and my dear friend Chris, in the chat room, we have a couple of guests, and we have my dear friend Chris, who does a show, Curious Times, every evening at 10 Eastern time. It's 2 hours a show and 1 hour of overtime, and I've got to tell you, Chris is just she says she's not a medium or a psychic or anything, but she is an evolved soul, and she just brings a great bunch of people together. She gets amazing guests, and I shared this story on over there on Curious Times 2 weeks ago. I was also in Orlando, and I was supposed to go see Bonnie, but I decided I was going to drive home, and I got the blowout. Turned into this great big mess because I drained my battery, charging the phone, waiting for the tow truck guy to come. So the tow truck guy comes. He's not really a tow truck driver. He was at the end of a 12-hour day. He's grumpy. And he also didn't really know what he was doing. I guess he was an 18-wheeler driver, but because the economy took a job as a tow truck driver. He gets his tow truck stuck in the sand. My car, we couldn't move my car because apparently this blowout hit the kill switch. So it made the car seem like it was out of gas. So this whole great big scene is going down. It's getting worse instead of better. You know, usually when AAA comes, you think things are going to get better. No, they came, and things got dramatically worse before they got better. Lo and behold, anytime I'm in trouble, the dragonflies show up, and then my brother, who died almost a year ago, he shows up as a hawk usually. So the dragonfly shows up, and a hawk flies over. So I go to the tow truck driver. Oh, don't worry, my dead people are here. Everything's going to be fine. And lo and behold, the dragonfly lands on the car battery. I go, oh, we're not going to need it, because now the tow truck driver's all worried about his car in the sand, because if he told his boss, he's going to have to pay $200 out of his check. Wah, wah, you know, like low vibration city. I'm like, don't worry. My dead husband's here, and he just sat on the battery, and I'm sure I'm going to be able to start it. So he's looking at me like one of the girls at Curious Time said, I'm surprised they didn't call an ambulance to have you check for a head injury. But I started the car because they are energy. They are energy. So, you know, the lights and all of those kind of things. It was just hysterical. And he had such, you know, this. So many of the people we interact with on a daily basis, their vibrations are so low. They're so full of fear, lack, things like that. And sure, none of us have the money that we used to have, because the money that we used to have, you know, to a large extent was a figment of our imagination. Things, we're living in different times, you know, we're living in different times. Things have changed, and we've had to change. But it doesn't mean that we can't still, you know, raise our vibration, but so many of us are just living in fear. And this tow truck driver was a prime example of it. You know, I'm sure he made much more money being an 18-wheeler. You know, he's all worried, oh, if my boss has to come. Oh, and I forgot the part. Then the road ranger guy who, you know, patrols the interstate that I was on showed up and pulled his tow truck out of the sugar sand. So anyway, you know, but nothing was getting, you know, as soon as the dragonfly got, I thought things are going to get good. But anyway, I tipped this guy $60 because I just needed him to know that I just needed him to believe in magic, not bippity-boppity-boo magic, but the magic of love, which is extending your positive energy to another person, the magic of
believing, you know, and the magic of not being fearful. So hopefully he now travels around in his tow truck with a dragonfly, or knows how to conjure up dragonflies. And we've got Jan, who's just she's a Bloodborne Wild radio host, and she's always in the chat room. She's so supportive of all the other shows, and I was hoping that she could write in the chat room because she does a lot with animals and animal totems. So if she could tell us a little bit about it just in the chat room for those people, and then I'll read it, what the dragonfly signifies.
I love that.
So anyway, so
I
dragonfly. So Keith met, Bonnie met Keith, and Keith met Bonnie. We had a fabulous time Saturday,
yes.
just doing all sorts of stuff. So with that all out of the way, because the queue is getting bigger and bigger, we're going to get going. I'm going to be using my mermaid cards, and Bonnie's just going to be using her special gifts. We're going to cut each other short, though, because we have a really bad habit of not getting to everyone in the queue. So we're going to start with 631. 631, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my phone call. My name is Suzanne, and I have a part-time job. I believe I'm starting tomorrow, and I need another part-time job. Do you see me getting one? And if so, doing what?
Amy? One second. You go first, because I'm doing
okay.
Some ministerial stuff here.
Can I ask what your part-time job is?
Well, I'm going to be a teacher aide, and it could lead to full-time, the person said, in the future, but I need something part-time now to, you know, in between, and then I also need, even when I get it full-time, something part-time.
Well, let me tell you what I hear, and this is from my guides. I'm hearing yes, you are going to get another part-time job. I do think that eventually you're going to be used so much as a teacher or a teacher's aide in other classrooms possibly or somewhere that you might not have time to really want that second part-time job.
I'm
going to
have, because school's only 5-6 hours. That's all they can give you, and that's full-time. So monetarily, I need something part-time.
Yes, I see it. Did you apply to any place like any coffee shops, any Walgreens, anywhere?
No. Mostly like a nursing home, a Lucille Roberts Fitness Place, a bit like a Bed Bath, Body Works fragrances.
I see that you're going to get a part-time job, and it's going to be in something you've never even done before or you even think of. So if I were you, I'd get your resumes together, and I would go to any of
the... Is it
going to
be in babysitting or...
I don't see that. I see it in something totally different. So instead of, because I know you teach... And I know you're going to be an aide or that you teach, you help in the classroom. But I really believe that either you're going – I do see there's a possibility of a daycare. Do you have a daycare around you?
Yeah.
Okay. If you would go put your application in there, and then I see a couple other possibilities, and I'd like you to put your application in somewhere. I see some coffee shop. I don't want to mention names on the air because I'm drinking one right now that I love, and Amy knows what I'm talking about. But
there isn't the famous ones around here.
Okay. That's not what I'm seeing. I'm just seeing that you need to put your applications. My guides are telling me you need to put your applications in the daycare and in things you would never think of that you could do, like some type of drugstore, coffee shop. And I think you're going to end up getting those kind of jobs, even in like a grocery store. But they're telling me that you're not putting your applications in the variety that you need. But if you want that part-time job, it's there, but you need to apply at other places. So I hope that helps, Andrew.
So you see drugstores, coffee stuff, places, that kind of thing?
Yeah. And I do see that there's a daycare around you, and I would go put it in there. I think that they're not going to use you right away, but I think that it is a good idea to put your application in because I think I see somebody that might not be working there long. But what they are showing me in the row of things that you could do is I see a drugstore, I see a coffee shop. So I don't know if they're all around the same place, and that's why I'm seeing it, but they're telling me to tell you to put your applications in all those places.
All right. Rather than the daycare, I think maybe the drugstore or coffee shop.
Yeah, and then I'm also seeing like when I say drugstore, coffee shop, also like a food store. Any of those, like, you know,
applied to like a handy pantry food store, and
yeah,
they said they didn't need anybody. That was 2 weeks ago, but they might, maybe somebody's leaving.
This is what I'm going to tell you. I don't believe these places keep your applications for long. I think you walk in, and even though you say I've applied, because I know I see that wherever you're going to get that job, you're going to walk in and you're going to say I've already put an application in, or you're going to hand them an application. So I would keep going back, absolutely, to the food store, drug store, coffee shop, and I would put your into the child daycare, because one of them is going to give you that second or third job, actually. So if I were you, that's where I could see them all in a row and just try
but
one.
But I really don't want three jobs.
Well, you might be offered them, and you can choose whatever you want. But I do see that you're going to do something that isn't in what you're doing now. So that, like I said, they're showing me food, drug, coffee. So if you
now, you said that it's going to become more full-time, the job I'm at now?
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to say is that you're going to be working there. You're going to be working there nonstop until the end of the day, and then if your second job will start. But I don't see that you're going to have that second job. It won't be full-time second job. It'll be a couple days a week at night, or you know, that's what I kind of feel. They're showing me that it's dark when you go, and that you need to have it at night, and I only see about, it'll start with 2 days, maybe 3 days a week.
Oh, that's really all I want.
Okay, well, you go for it, girlfriend.
Okay, but you do see, like, the one I have is 4 hours. I mean, it's going to lead to more hours at the A job.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know when, though?
You know, I'm not really good with time. I'm going to hand you over to Amy. I do, when I ask my guides, they'll show me a number, and I'm seeing maybe the number 8, 6, 8. So I don't know if it's, you know, the 6 month or, you know, 6 to 8 months down the road. But it will be that they are going to start you. Or, you know, it could be 6 weeks. They just show me a number, and I'm not really, you know, I'm not hearing anything. So I'm just seeing the number, and that's why you can ask Amy and see what she thinks. But I do see that they're going to start using you more full-time at your job, but you'll get a nighttime position. So
okay.
I'm going to hand you right over to Amy. And good luck, honey, because that's a lot of work.
I know.
Okay, yeah, we're going to have to move along here. My mermaids are telling me that you really have a big heart and a healing heart. So want to make sure that you understand that, you know, while certainly teaching is your first love, bring that heart wherever you go. And the more heart you put into this job, even if it's, you know, the more it's, you're going to find secondary rewards from it. And again, I'm really bad at time because we're all bad at time because the time part, again, doesn't exist in spirit land. It only exists, and it's really a function. A function of our free will. So the more and our attitude, not our and, but you know, the more you raise your vibration, the more you do this work with a cheerful heart, not from a place of lack, and it's going to speed the whole thing up. But we're going to have to move along because we only have a little bit, and I'm sorry, I kind of cut you off. I didn't mean to, but Bonnie and I both talk too much, so we're going to, I don't know what that is, but, okay.
You know what, Amy, before you take, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, before you take the next call, I do want people to understand that energies change. That's why Amy and I don't see time that well. Because if you go out, and Amy and I discussed this, if you go out and tell somebody something, they could be going along, and then you tell them something, they change their energy. The energy of what we tell them change. We only tell you when you call in and what we see at the time. So that's why time is really hard, because you just don't know what energies are going to change by then. So that's why I don't see time real well, and Amy, I'm sure, understands that. So,
sometimes I'll get numbers and feelings and things like that, but you have to remember that time doesn't exist. Okay, so our caller, I think that we resolved her issue. She had us on in too many places, and now we have 949. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Sounds a lot better. Like Chris said, it sounded like your washing machine was unbalanced, like you had a blanket in the washing machine. Anyway.
I was calling about, I have a job interview for a part-time job in the afternoon. I have a job in the day. I'm working with, I'm an instructional assistant also, but I'm getting my master's in teaching special education. So I'm looking for something to fulfill my afternoon scheduling that is available. Do you see me getting that possibly today, that job that I'm going for today that I have an interview?
Do you want to take that one, Amy?
Let me see what the mermaids have to say first. I know what I always like to get verification from. I get a gut, and then I get the You will. You are flying high right now. The mermaids say that you are flying high right now. Okay, but there's a little warning here, which may threaten others. But do not descend, because others will soon become inspired by your example. So what that's telling me as far as this job interview goes is that it is, you know, you're en fuego, and the job is yours. But when you go into the inner, you know, it's really a matter of controlling the energy sometimes, especially for us people who are connected to bigger things. Our energy can be overwhelming for people, and what people are not familiar with, they don't like we were talking about before. So be very, you know, you want the enthusiasm in the inside, but make sure that you tone it down a couple of notches before it comes out of your mouth in the interview, because otherwise it's going to be overwhelming to this person, and they're going to be threatened by you. But don't turn it down so low that you are not sparkling. But They're also saying that you're protected from all kinds of harm. And remember that when you walk into the, you know, before you walk into the interview setting, shield yourself from their energy, so you can be the same person regardless of this person's reaction to you. Because I get a sense that this person that you're going to be interviewing with is a little bit socially awkward, for lack of a better term, and if you take your cues from her, you're gonna both lower your vibration and get a little off kilter and not present your true self. The mermaids are also reminding you that you deserve to receive good in all ways, and this is just one of those many manifestations. And then, interestingly, the fourth card, I'm pulling a four-card rotation, and I do them off the internet because then my dead people, because they can work with energy, can participate in the card, in the picking of the card. And it's just amazing how accurate it is. And it is saying that there is a new place of employment in the works, and this is going to just be the beginning of a whole bunch of, you're like a manifesting mode. The only thing is I get, and this was the sense that I was getting before I pulled the cards, that the person that you're interviewing with you're not going to click, but that's okay. That's okay, but don't take your cues from her. Remain, you know, connected, remain shielded, you know, like shrink wrap yourself, so her negative energy can't impact yours and you don't start adjusting your energy to meet hers. Stay connected with your guides, envision this little silver cord going up into the heavens, and be a little cautious of your words so that you're not over, you know, just don't let everything out, because it's going to overwhelm this person. But with those little tips in mind, the
position is yours. Now, Bonnie, I'm going to send it over to you super quick.
Okay. I am so happy, Amy, that you did that, and I agree with you on all counts. Of course, I always do. You and I click together. But this is what my guides are saying, and maybe it's just so, you know, Amy explained it so much nicer. But my guides are telling me, yes, the job is yours. You're probably overqualified for the position. And that's why this person that you're going to be meeting with will be, I don't think that you'll encounter, she'll be skeptical. Or he'll be skeptical, he'll be skeptical. So I think that that's what really, in a nutshell, that's what's happening. So that's kind of why Amy was saying just tone it down a little bit. But don't tone yourself down, because you are the one that's going to sell this job. But this person that's interviewing you, I think you're going to be overqualified. For some reason, they're telling me you're overqualified for this job that you're going for. So that's okay. You're going to get it. And to me, love is love, and you got the job. You're going to be happy. You're going to make some money. You're going to have a great career, and you're going to keep continuing to grow. So we say go get it. Go have fun.
All right.
You go for it, girlfriend.
And let us know. Call us back. Let us know. I'm going to cut you off quick here so we can get to the next person. You know, please let us know. And that's an important message for everybody. You know, people call into this show, you know, if you're calling into this show and not watching, you know, the Kardashians or something like that, you have special, you're in tune with your, you know, with something bigger. We're not like everybody else. And so often we get disappointed and we just want all these people to like us. They're not going, it's not that they don't like us. They don't get, you know, they don't get us. And it's really important for us to know when to turn it down a notch, but turn it down, you know, the interaction part. Don't turn yourself, you know, so many people think they have to lower their vibration to fit, you know, to fit in, and you don't have to lower your vibration. You just sort of turn down, you know, what comes out. Because I know it's something that so many of us struggle with, is we just do not feel acceptance. And, you know, if we know what this world is about, it's actually a compliment that we're not, but it can get a little I know a lot of people, a lot of us struggle with emotions tied to not fitting in. And real quick, I just want to tell us that Jan said that the dragonfly, and there's also a damselfly, I guess, for female energy. It's lightness of body, expression of emotion and mental aspects. Fresh air and a new perspective will come. It allows our inner light to shine through, and it teaches us mastery of moving quickly with precision, breaks down illusion. So it's kind of like the third eye of the bug world. You know, it is the third eye of the bug world. And again, they move fast, you know, and, you know, what a perfect analogy of how we should be in some of these situations when we're around more low energy people. We allow our inner light to shine through, but we move through quickly. If we get too caught up in all the little details and we stick around in, you know, our vibration will just lower. So thank you so much, Jan, for sharing that. Oh. And now let's zippity-doo over to our next caller here. I'm sorry.
Hey, Amy, I just need to thank Jan. Jan, it's Bonnie. I love you, honey. I don't get to speak to you often, and I do want to tell you how much I love you, appreciate you, and so much love that you help all of us out. I unfortunately do not know quite about how to do the chat room and talk and visualize at the same time. So you are a godsend, even though you have your own part in the show. So thank you so much, Jan. I did have to tell you that I do write that to you, but I did want you to know that from me. Love you.
Yeah, Jan is just always there with a positive word, and she is really coming into her own with her animal readings and her special gifts, and it's just a joy to share in the Kickstarter family with her. And regardless of the show, there could be background noise and
really low vibration callers who have asked the same question for the past 10 years and, you know, and everything. And I'll just get off the phone like, oh, that didn't go like I expected. And Jan will be the first one over on Facebook. There's a great show. And it's really, she's such an important reminder of it's all a matter of perception, you know, when you can half full, glass half empty kind of thing. Jan's glass is always overflowing, and she's just a joy. So now we've got someone here, and you've got noise, and they don't have a phone number here, but do we have someone here on the, whoever I just unmuted, Nadia?
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
Uh-huh, yes, we can. Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm just thoroughly enjoying your show. Thanks for taking my call. I have a very quick question. I'm dating somebody. It's new. It's like about 2 months, but all of a sudden it kind of came to a screeching halt, you know, the typical no phone call sort of, you know, being a little, like hide and seek kind of thing. And I was just wondering if there was any message for me about that.
Well, I'm going to leave this one to the expert here, Bonnie, and I'm so glad it's finally a love call because, you know, we've got Bonnie here, and she's the ex-love and that other stuff. This is, goes a little, you know, sex expert, and we were getting all the work
excellent.
Calls. So I'm going to be quiet and let Bonnie work her magic.
Hi, Nadia. I love your name, and I love your voice, and I think you sound fabulous, and I love your energy. And what I'm going to tell you is I think you have such a beautiful aura and your energy is really high. And I think you probably know the answer to this question. And you're just, you know, we all can't read each other. I mean, we can't read ourselves. Amy and I both sit and banter. But I will tell you that I would move on, honey. You have a lot to offer a guy. You have a lot to offer somebody that can offer it to you back. And the one thing you're going to hear me say, and I know people say, I can't stand when you say love myself, but the self-love from you I can feel. So I don't think you have to work on that too much, but what you have to work on is to know that you are loved always. You should love yourself. You're a great girl. You have plenty, if I'm feeling, friends that love you too, Nadia. And you need to get yourself a guy that is not going to play games. And I'm going to tell you from my guides, they're just telling me to tell you, you need to move on. You're too cute and pretty and have too much energy for this guy. And I don't want you to think another thing about him because he will be thinking about you, but you will have already moved on. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just don't understand. See, I haven't dated in 8 years, 7 years. So it's like, I don't want to go through this nonsense.
Well,
this is just dumb.
I know it is dumb, and I'm going to tell you
why. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to kind of try to tell you why. When you go to dating, it's kind of like, you know, it's a hit and miss kind of thing. And when guys or girls see other things in the sea or other things in their coffee cup, they always tend to want to go see if that's better, if you know what I mean. And that's what you had with him. So what I'm going to tell you is there is guys there that don't play that game, but a lot of them, and girls too, do think that there's always something greener on the other side. You need to find somebody who really doesn't want to play. They just want to find a heart to be with. And you have a big heart. You need to match that heart with a big heart from someone else. So can I ask a question?
Sure.
And I keep trying to ask it. Are you on any social dating sites?
I was before I met him, But I got off right now.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I always recommend that you stay on it or change and get another one. I have so many clients who have been on there and said, oh, my God, the last month I couldn't meet anybody that was so nice. Everybody lied. I couldn't see them. When they had a picture up, they never looked like that picture, and I have things I need to tell you about that. But then the last one that clicked on there, now they're married, and they've been married for 10 years. I hear that story all the time. It's really a social world. And you really need to get back on it, but you need to know how to streamline your profile. One is never put a picture that's 3 months older.
Mm-hmm.
Two, directly tell somebody what you want. I had a gentleman call into our show the other day, And he said, I said, you need to change your profile. I can see that you don't want the kind of girl that you put down there. And he laughed. And he said, you're right. So if you want to, here's a good example. If your profile says, I want a guy who wants to sip margaritas on the beach and take long walks and strolls and talk about the dolphins, and you're really a corporate girl who's in New York, you're asking for something that's not going to work for you. So do me a favor, look at your profile, streamline your profile, and when you're looking for other people's profile, the questions you need to ask are exactly that. What do you want in a girl? What are you looking for in a lady? How do you conduct your life? And I would like to Skype before I meet. Or I need to see a recent picture, that picture less than 3 months old. If you follow what I'm telling you, you're going to be really happy in those social medias. I'm not going to say you're not going to get through a lot of, I say you have to kiss a lot of toads to get to your prince, but it's worth it. Just don't get hung up. Just keep looking because there is someone watching the audio.
Yeah, okay, good. So I'm glad that I didn't, like, I'm so glad I didn't pursue and text. You know how sometimes you can be like, oh, no, call me. But, no, I just completely left it alone, like, completely.
He'll come back. He'll call you. But it'll be a few weeks, months down the road, and you're going to be way taken. You're going to not even be there, and you're not even going to want him. So just move on.
Okay, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You have the windows closed. And that's what the mermaids are saying, that the mermaids are saying to have faith. Your prayers are manifesting. So it's very, very important to keep a very clear idea of what you're looking for, both in a man and a relationship. I know, many of us, because I'm trying to get back into the dating thing, and boy, do I drag my feet because I hear these stories. And what I've noticed most recently, I would look at, like, what I was attracted to in men, but lately I've been paying attention to couples and what I'm looking for in coupleship. You know, I don't like like public defoot. You know, it's just, and look at and can this person? And we've got to be. The universe needs us to be very, very specific. The universe needs to be very, very specific. There's unlimited choices, and since they're reading energy, you know, they're not reading the body. You know, they read our thoughts. We need to be, we need to be very specific. And I think that Bonnie brings so much, not just from her guides, but she brings her practical experience because she is a counselor and a nurse and, in urology. And you know what, urology is mostly about giving men Viagra. So she's got the lowdown on sex and love, divine love, and then what humans call love and relationships. And I think what's happened is people have not changed the – you know, we've gotten so dependent on the inner, you know, it used to be, oh, I met them online or through a personal ad or something. That was, like, totally creepy. Now that's how you meet the people. My daughter's actually marrying someone that she met on Match.com, and they're a perfect match, but it took them a long time to realize that they were a perfect match because at the very beginning they were a very imperfect match. You know, she was not all pitter-patter about them. And when we get all pitter-patter about somebody, usually because they back to that familiar thing, and I think we have to realize that, you know, sure, it's really like job interview. You know, it's really like job interviews. If you meet someone online, even if you've been chatting and all of this kind of stuff, there's still, you know, there's some sort, but there's nothing like the energy that's going to happen when people meet face to face, and you can't really describe what it is, because there's some people that some people would think are unattractive, but other people, you know, it's a chemical reaction. Yeah. So we really have to treat it more like, you know, they're not even really dates. They're interviews. They're not dates. They're interviews. And we really have to keep it right size, because I see people, go down this road, but then they just apply the normal dating rules to it, and then they get their feelings hurt for someone they don't even care about, you know. So make sure that you go, when you go on these, to go out shielded. It doesn't matter if they like, you know, because I would, it doesn't matter if they're attracted to you or not attracted to you, because there's millions of, you know, if they're not attracted to you, it's not going to be a good relationship. It's not because you wore the wrong dress. You know, it's not, oh, I should have worn the brown dress, then he would be, you know, it's not that. It's chemical. So don't take it, don't take it personally. Easier said than done. I avoid the whole thing. I just wait for my dragonfly to come
visit.
Yes, baby.
yes.
But,
you know what, though, Angela?
Go ahead.
Well, I have to tell you, everything you said is absolutely right. I do know that people, and I'm going to go reiterate this, and then I'll hand it back to you, but people want in somebody something they don't always have. And I'm not talking look, but you have to really decide what you want. I always say make 5 things you will accept and 5 things you won't. And look at that list, because that list will help you understand when you keep making the same mistake of the kind of person you want and it doesn't work out. Well, did you look at the list? Because what you want in somebody, they want in you. And I'm not talking about looks. I'm talking about things that matter, like your heart. Do you want somebody who's, you know, analytical and not a joker? Do you want somebody who's a, you know, not if they're tall, if they're short, if they're fat, if they're... That all is really goes with what Amy was talking about chemically, when you meet. But I know so many couples who the first couple of times, they weren't chemically drawn to each other. But after, I always say go out, I believe in the number 3, always try 3 times unless it's terrible and you know that you can't do it again. But after the 3rd or 4th time, people grow on each other, because that list should be about your heart and about what you love in this world. And it should be what you'll offer him or her and what they'll offer you. So remember, if you want something in a guy or a girl, you have to bring that to the table for them also. So I'm going to hand it back to you, Amy.
Yeah, and now we're like totally but also the other thing is don't sleep with them until you're sure, because when women have sex for 2 different reasons, women nest,
absolutely,
men hunt and gather. So as soon as we have sex with someone, even though we think, oh, we just need to get whatever, speak about it in more crude terms. Once we do it,
we're hooked in, especially
if it's good, we're hooked in at a different level. So I'm not saying this because I'm Jerry Falwell. I'm not saying this isn't any moral judgment or anything. I'm just protect yourself. Don't, even if you haven't had sex in 2 years and you don't think there's going to be someone else in another 2 years, don't sleep with them, because it totally changes the, and not because they're going to think you're a slut, it totally changes the energy. And if you're not, if this one isn't the one, then suddenly you have to break up with someone that, and all those emotions tied with breaking up and loss when there wasn't even anything. So, anyway, so I'm telling myself.
We hope
that,
we helped you, Nadia. Yeah,
whole...
I hope you're still around. Are you still there, Nadia?
Oh, here, I just muted her. But
yes,
I'll
I am.
Mute her. Okay, go ahead.
I'm here. Yes,
well,
I am.
Good luck. We love you. We love your energy. We love
Thank
everything
you.
About you. And you go for it, girlfriend.
Thank you so much. I will. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And keep your
Bye-bye.
Sense of humor when we're out keep your sense of humor. You need a light heart about this. Act like the dragonfly. Fly in, fly out, with a light heart and a sense of humor. Or you're going to, or else it's going to be painful. It's going to be painful. And you'll quit before you find, and it will be like one toad short of the one that's going to turn into the prince. But
well,
you guys do it.
Have
I'm
fun.
Not. It's,
oh, Amy, yes, you too. Yes, you will. But you'll meet somebody. I told you. I really believe you've met.
Lately I've been using my discernment a little bit more. I'm just trying to not get in but then you can use your discernment. You can use your discernment for good. You can, all of these things, we can use them for good or we can use them for bad. But there's a lot of all of you women who are out there, putting yourself out there. And you're my heroes. I have my dear friend Becky. She's a widow like me, and she is just a dating fool. And she gets her heart broken. She doesn't even think it's her. It's not her heart that's getting broken, but she thinks it's her heart because on a regular basis, but she just keeps going out there. They should give her an award. Oprah should give her a car or something. Ellen should give her a car. Dating pool. Now we have 9, 7, 8. We have 10 minutes left, and we have two callers. We have one call because the other person doesn't have their hand up. 706, you don't have your hand up if you have a question. But 9, 7, 8, you're unmuted, and you're on the air with Bonnie and Amy. How can we help?
Hi. I guess I don't have a love question. I have my mate.
And, good.
Good news. And I was just kind of wondering if Spirit had anything they wanted to offer me in, I guess, as far as career or finances.
Hold on 1 second. I have to if you're ready, you can go, Bonnie. I'm just clearing the energy from the last caller and my dating rant.
I love that. Okay. Can I ask what field you're in? Because I feel like can I ask what field you're in?
I'm in the spiritual field. I am a life coach and author too.
Well, I love that. So what you're asking Spirit, or what you're asking me to ask my guides, is, are you going to succeed? Is that what you're – because I feel like you already do what you love, and I feel like you're – I feel the energies are just flat, and I don't know why, and I don't mean it meanly, because I'm about love and all positive energy. Have you reached a plateau where you just are – you don't know where you're going or what you're doing as far as...
There's a lot of things going on with my book and everything, but and more things are beginning to happen financially, or there's a few more opportunities.
Do you have a website?
I do, yeah.
Okay, do you put your... and I'm sure your book is on your website, right?
Oh, yeah.
And let me ask you, let me ask you a question. What are you doing to get your name out there? Because I'm feeling like what Spirit's telling me is you are really talented, that you have a book that you really need to offer people. But
I have a lot of radio interviews happening, new opportunities every day. I'm offering a class in angel communication in January, and starting to get that out. It's not on my website yet, but it's going to be, and probably within this week.
What I'm hearing for you, and then I'll hand you over to Amy, I am hearing that it's kind of like they're showing me a flat line, but all this stuff that you have, I know you're talented. I just see it sitting there. So that means to me, you have to find other ways, and this is what I'm hearing, to get your name out there. And that's a whole, I hate saying that because, you're going to say, what else can I do? But there is other things that Spirit is saying that you can do, and they're saying that it's kind of like you just have you're moving forward, but it's stagnant. So what they are telling me is that you need to think of alternate ways to get that book, whether you have to go into coffee shops or maybe alternative coffee shops and have a book signing, or that you have to promote yourself a little bit differently. And your website has to be updated is what they're telling me. I don't know why.
Okay. I agree with that.
So that's what I'm getting, but I'm not getting that you need to change careers or that you need to...
It's interesting. I'm gonna chime in here because I actually got a lot just energetically, and then the cards I pulled really clarify the whole thing for me. And interestingly, I'm so glad you're doing the angel class, because it truly says that your life purpose is... is to teach, especially bringing this message to younger people, perhaps even teenagers. But the teaching component is going to be great. The other thing, and I sense both energetically, it's interesting because I do something else. I do this. This is just
something, this is like something I'm gravitating to, but I make my living a different way. And I just, my heart goes out to people who have taken the leap of faith to do this healing work on a full-time basis, because we bring with, you know, we bring with the, you know, the angels might give us guidance, but they're not going to go down to the power company or and pay bills and things like that. So, but what I'm really sensing, and I think this is really goes along with what Bonnie was sensing as well. You need to need. Now that was my word, not the angel word. Sorry. what the card that I pulled up, the mermaids are saying, it's time to play. To take your book, you know, and all this hard work, the hard work is done, and be more playful about it. And I think that the interactive classes and things like that, that's going to infuse a lot of play into it. But, you know, playful, it's playtime. And whether I think that that's a double message. First, you need to take some play. You need to walk, you know, get away from this. Recognize that it is your job, and you know we don't work our, you know, traditional jobs on a full time basis. So make sure you do some things different and things that you truly enjoy to do, because that is going to create a joyful heart. It's going to get you back into manifesting mode. And I'm repeating myself here. You know, you're very powerful. I mean, I can sense you're a very powerful healer, and I can sense that you've done a great deal of work. And at this particular point in time, the investment of energy has the investment on the return, it's not a fair exchange right now. The playfulness is going to help you. And also in these cards, Athena is coming up, reminding you that it's safe for you to be powerful and empowers. And I think that means going out and like Bonnie was saying, you know, creating some new opportunities. But if I was going to wrap it up in one word, need to infuse some play into your life, because we put an enormous amount of blood, sweat, and tears into the book and into your work, but now that part is over, but you're still sort of stuck in that toil sort of mode about the whole thing, because we never realize where, you know, it's not like we're in school and the bell goes off and that tells us it's time to go from English class to math class. Once we're an adult, bells don't go off and tell us it's time to do them. They're really, really excited about the teaching. And young people, that's coming from, I don't know where it's coming from, the air. It's not coming from the parts.
Well,
it's coming from the air.
I'm in the process. I haven't completely started, but I'm writing a book about angels for young kids, like from 5 to 10. And
perfect.
That'll
be perfect. In order to write the book, you're going to have to sort of adopt the heart of a child, and children are. Now I'm getting goosebumps, so I must be telling the truth. Children are playful. They're truthful and playful, and adults are sometimes not truthful and not playful. You know, we seem to work. So we have 90 seconds left, but yeah, that's perfect. That is perfect. So play. Keep us posted. But that's the thing, is the bell doesn't go off. Well, where'd that come from? That must be from the dragonfly.
Well,
the
I was a priestess for 30 years.
Oh, see?
So that could
perfect.
Have something to do with it. And
yeah.
I'm thinking about going back to work, but I'm not totally convinced that that's what I should be doing, is going back.
No, not yet.
No.
We only have 60 seconds left, so call back. I think that
It's not yet time. I think that you're just, reacting to the situation that you're here right now, and this book and the playfulness and just keep doing what you're doing, because it's just, especially if you can work with the young people, nobody needs this more than the young people. You know, they kill themselves, they jump off buildings because people, you know, this is, the young people really need this. And no one goes to church anymore, so they don't even learn these things, you know, if you ever learned
exactly
some of these kind of things in church experiences. So there's no place that we learn about any of this. There's no place, and this is the place, and I think that you've been it's your assignment, so just keep going, but go with a playful heart, and call us back and let us know how it goes.
I will. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
Have a fabulous day, and good luck. We know you're going to do perfect.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we are out of time. Pretty good. We moved along nicely. So the recording actually keeps going. Thank you. Chris already left, but thank you, Chris. And Jan, thank you as always. And there's probably a few people listening. We are still on, so I am going to sign off. Bonnie, thank you. And
you're welcome. Thank you. Having me, Amy.
It's always great to share the airwaves with you.
Thank you.
You can reach by for people who are still listening, if you can tell them how to reach you.
Oh yes, you can reach me at bonniealbers.com, and I do readings, half an hour full readings, and with my readings I'm bringing with you counseling, I'm bringing with you my life coaching, my nursing degree, and my book is coming out in January. Actually, I co-authored it with someone, and I am going to hand you back to Amy, because Amy, I am so thrilled that you asked me to be with you, and I love you so much, and thank you, because I always love being on the airwaves with you.
It was a great show. And Bonnie is on Mondays at 3:00. And also, if you go to her Facebook page, you can find her. You're on 8:00 on Saturday night. So
thank you, Amy,
for us all. And with this, I'm going to close the show, and we'll see y'all soon. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.